It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple. We do this 7 days a week and it's a Thursday, November the 23rd, not a lot left in the month. And coming up this morning, we are taking you to Perth with our podcast series, Buying Perth Property. And people aren't they? They're doing exactly that. We are catching up with Matthew Hughes, the founder and managing director of Capital Property Advisory. And Matthew, I think, is on the verge of this Ironman that we have been talking about. So good morning, Matthew. Welcome back to the Real Estate Breakfast. And how is the body going in terms of making it to the starting line?
The starting line, Craig, shouldn't be an issue. It's the finishing line I'm worried about. The body's feeling pretty good, but mainly because I haven't had enough time to train. So I'm going in pretty underprepared, but pretty convinced that I should be able to finish it at least. But I won't be setting any records. Let's put it that way.
Now, hang on. That's not an excuse, is it?
No excuses, mate. I'll get it finished. It won't be impressive.
You know, it's been an incredibly busy year in the Perth property market. I mean, the reflection, the talking points, there's been many, hasn't there, this year?
Yeah, it's been an incredible year in the Perth market. It's not one that I've experienced before in my decade-long career. It's nice to actually have a good market for once, but it's not been without its challenges and complications. It's not a typical just good market. There's a lot of bottlenecks in the market and a lot of challenges for buyers, for tenants, and for us as professionals. So it's been a difficult year, but a good year.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people looking forward to the end of 2023, just sort of recalibrate, reset. Hate using that word reset, but it does feel like the end of 2023, we do get that opportunity to just start over again.
Yeah, that's what we're looking forward to here. We've had some, it's been a very busy year. We're at the point where we're turning clients away. We're trying to recruit new staff and that's difficult in this labour market. So we're hoping we can get a full headcount before Christmas and come back in 2024 fresh and ready to go.
All right, so that is Matthew. He's there in Perth. We will come back in just a moment and we will reflect back. We will talk about what is happening in the Perth property market next.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
Hey, coming up on Saturday, we are going to find out the very latest in the property news from across the Tasman. Now, there are Australian investors who do invest in Kiwi properties, and there has been a change of government. So what does that mean for real estate moving forward, especially around the Brightline test for investors? The new government coming in has made some major changes, but that's if they can actually form a government. There are three parties, political parties, trying to do that. The elections were weeks and weeks ago, and they still haven't been able to do it as of yet. So we'll find out more about that on Saturday.
It's the main centre forecast.
Let's have a look at the weather. First, we go to Sydney. Good morning to you. Cloudy with a possible shower today. Your high 25. Melbourne, a mostly fine day with 27. Brisbane, also fine with 28. And boy, oh boy, look at Perth. Too much sunshine. The temperature, the mercury rising to 40 degrees. Already some major problems yesterday with some of those fires breaking out. Hey, if you're celebrating a birthday for today, November the 23rd, happy birthday to you. You are sharing it with Miley Cyrus. She's turning 30. And also Vincent Castle is turning 56 today.
Remember, we're not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And we are back on your Real Estate Thursday around Australia, talking about the property market, the trending stories, hopefully educating you on what is happening in every state. And of course, we have our regular contributors like Matthew Hughes in Perth, who is back with me this morning, who really does know the property market. market there in Perth, inside out. So this morning, he is going to provide you and I with a bit of an in-depth update on the Perth property market and perhaps a little bit of a forecast for the next couple of years. So Matthew, if we start with the level of demand in the market, now what are you seeing at the moment in the data and what are you experiencing on the ground there in Perth with our run-up to Christmas?
Yeah, Craig, as you probably know, demand's been really high, and despite the low stock levels over here, transaction levels have been very high. So to give you a reference point, pre-COVID, we were hovering around sort of 400 to 500 transactions per week. Now we're up around the 900 to 1,000 level pretty consistently, and sometimes going over 1,000. Properties are selling on average in just 8 days. That's our median days on market at the moment, which if you think about it, is pretty close to zero when you factor in the time it takes to actually list and sell a property and open it and field offers and negotiate. So that's the median across all suburbs. And then a lot of the areas that we're targeting are selling even quicker than this. And so what we're finding is if you don't have a relationship with an agent, which we do in our target areas, then more than likely you're either missing out or you've got to be hyper aggressive with your offer and can often result in people overpaying for properties. And that sort of buyer behavior is continuing to push the prices higher here with our rate of growth still increasing. We've seen the rate of growth trending up over the last 5 or 6 months. And it's now tracking at nearly 20% per annum if you annualize it from the October figure.
And just coming back to what you said, it is so important to have that relationship with real estate agents. Now, I assume that the extreme levels of demand are being driven by population growth, which you talked about. What are the latest stats on people coming into WA?
Yeah, look, there's a number of drivers. Local demand is obviously high as well. Interstate investors are very active, especially in the sub 600K segment. And of course, population growth is one of the major drivers. So we're sitting in the number one spot nationally above Brisbane at the moment. They were at 2.2% annualized at about sort of 3 or 4 months ago. And we were at 2.3 just above them. And then ours spiked to 2.8%. And then more importantly, beyond just that statistic, there's the composition of that population growth. So historically, Sydney and Melbourne tend to get the bulk of the international migration, and these people typically tend to rent first, whereas Perth and to a lesser extent Brisbane are getting a larger contingent of interstate migration, and these people often are buyers, and that's adding more fuel to the demand over here for the small amount of stock that we do have.
Yeah, so a lot of people moving into WA. So what do you think is actually driving this population boom? Is it just mining related, like a lot of people think?
Yeah, it's a common misconception, especially in this cycle. I think historically, you could certainly make that assumption. There's always been a strong correlation between how our economy is performing, which is predominantly resource driven, and the iron ore spot price, and then our property market. Mining is always going to be a factor in WA because it's such a large component of our GDP and our exports. However, compared to the last economic and property boom that we had, I saw some data recently that was quite surprising to show that there's far less resources industry driven activity this time around. So it is being driven by other factors. We saw a graph recently that showed that new capital expenditure in mining back in 2012 to 2014 was almost double what it is today. So that's highlighting that people are coming here for reasons other than just high-paying mining jobs this time around. And I think the biggest drivers at the moment are probably more related to lifestyle and housing affordability, probably the latter being the biggest driver. So whatever your budget is for your new home, when you compare that in Perth compared to what you can achieve in other capital cities, Perth's a clear winner in terms of the bang for buck. And then when you combine that with our weather and our beaches and our thriving hospitality and restaurant and bar scene, it's an easy choice to choose Perth if you're looking for somewhere to live and raise a family in an affordable environment. But of course, acknowledging my bias because I live in Perth and always have, and we only operate in Perth.
Yeah, well, bang for buck, I mean, that is something that we have been talking about consistently all the way through 2023. Now, I just want to come back to what you mentioned earlier about these investors in that sub-600K category. Lots of commentators are saying this is the most hottest part of the market in Perth. So is that a fair representation?
It is. That's what the data shows. So the sub 600K market has been driving our median price growth from 2021 to this point. All sectors are sellers markets, as in there's more buyers than sellers across all segments. But certainly the bottom third of the sub 600K market is what's been the hottest. So we monitor closely the sales to listing ratios in each of these segments to help us predict short to medium term market behaviours. And for the last 12 months, we've seen a ratio of 5 sales per 1 listing in that sub 600K space. So obviously demand is 5 times more than supply, and that's caused stock to dwindle to those historically low levels. If you look at houses above 600K, they haven't performed as well to date, but that trend is starting to materialize. So over the last 12 months, we've seen the ratio of sales to listings go from 2-1 to 3-1 in that space. And so we're expecting that trend to continue into 24 and 25, and the middle and top end of the market starting to heat up as well.
That's going to be interesting to follow for sure. But I think now is probably a good time to ask you what we're going to be looking like in the future, because I see that dwelling approvals in Perth, they're still languishing, aren't they, at about half of where they need to be able to keep up with the demand. And if the demand is so high and nobody is building, what does the outlook look like for, let's say, the 2 to 3 years into the future for WA?
Grim is probably the word. I don't think you have to be a property expert to predict that we're going to continue to experience more growth based on those supply and demand dynamics. And as an advisor, I guess historically I've always tried to avoid hyping the market too much. We're just trying to report the facts. But in reality, we are actually now experiencing boom levels of growth, and there's nothing to suggest this is going to slow down anytime soon. So I'm sure we're not going to keep tracking it near 20% growth per annum forever. But given the supply and demand dynamics and the fact that we're nowhere near an affordability ceiling over here, I think we're going to see continued upward pressure on prices for at least 2 or 3 years, in my view, possibly longer.
Yeah, okay. So that's 2 to 3 years into the future. Let's just have a look at Q1 for 2024. I say Q1 because it's not too far away, Matthew. What do you think immediately potential buyers should be looking at in the first quarter of next year?
I think urgency is probably key. I think if you've got any plans to get into the market at any time in the near future, if you have the capacity to do it now, then you should. Obviously, your dollar is worth less every day that you're sitting on the sidelines with us tracking at 1.6% in October. And so that, if that sort of rate continues, you're talking about $9,000 or $10,000 a month on the median in terms of growth. So if you are thinking about doing something, then I would act with urgency. Obviously, be patient and find the right asset. But when you do find the right asset, certainly you need to apply some tempered aggression to get into the market.
Yeah, tempered aggression. Well, Matthew is talking to local buyers there on the ground in Perth. He's also talking to interstate buyers. So he has definitely got his finger on the pulse. I'll let you get out and enjoy your Thursday. Christmas ain't too far away. Enjoy your day and talk again soon.
Speak to you soon, Craig.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
What about your friends, those first home buyers? Can you give us a sense of what the mood of the market is in Launceston?
A lot of those, obviously, some of them think that, I mean, they'll never get into the market. But I think with schemes like what I've described before, like the shared equity scheme and things, I mean, it's important that you get into the market. A lot of people think that it's out of reach. But I mean, if you work hard enough and you're prepared to save and make some sacrifices, then you can certainly get into the market. So, I mean, I encourage anyone who's thinking about it to work their best and try and get into the market.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.